right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Chad Eigensburg.
Yep.
P-Duck. And the Tam Tam of all Tam Tams. Little hot dogs charting floozy.
Tammy, are you going to be good on this radio show? What's that?
Absolutely. I'm so sorry.
Can you stop talking about sucking and fucking and swallowing it down? Because
what did I just
a few people
you?
Listening
I know,
get
well,
a medium irritated about how much of a hot dog you can be.
Well, you egg me on, but I do have to say I'm sorry to all the listeners and the series.
I egg you on, I'll egg you. Because I have a whole dozen eggs.
Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry. That's all I have to say, and it won't happen again. There you go.
Perfect.
I'm good.
You know how girls like to do chores?
Yeah.
Can you plug in my goddamn phone?
I'm looking for a charger, babe. Hold on.
Yeah.
Chad, that's it.
That's what we're not
That's the one
do.
Chad likes.
Like, me and Chad had this discussion in here. I was getting high smoking weed because that's what I do. And
this radio show is going to be based on all the things that have been pissing me the fuck off, dude.
That shit.
Great.
I wish I could have phone callers in, but apparently...
You could tweet out...
I gotta leave, though, so, you know, sometimes we have to pre-record shows, and this is one of them.
Sometimes. We do that all the time now.
Yeah, it's so hard to do.
We got took off the air, live, for doing... I think Novak did a couple things wrong, and Hannah said some shit a little while ago.
Yeah.
That's all arguable.
Well, it was said, whatever it was.
I tune in to Howard Stern, and he says the most vulgar shit.
Maybe it's the way it's said.
The way it's said, well, I don't even want to talk about it, because if I do, then I might get in trouble.
It's tough. You gotta censor yourself a bit, I guess. I don't know.
Like, Hannah's girlfriend had a fantasy about somebody breaking in. With a ski mask, hoping it was her own boyfriend.
Great.
After being on tour for a year and banging her out. To me, that sounds like...
It was a fantasy.
It was a fantasy.
It was fake.
Right. It never happened.
That's the arguable point.
That's the arguable point. It never fucking happened.
I think the issue was that the story involved that there was a kid sleeping in the next room because she had a kid.
But the story is a made-up fantasy story. You could say that I dreamed this, and I hope that it happens.
Well,
it
maybe
didn't
it just,
happen.
Well, the way that we told the story, it sounded too believable.
Okay.
Just
possibly.
Just saying.
Maybe if we did it different, you know.
Bam Margera is a little too...
But I'd love to be live again, for real.
I know.
Me too.
Oh, wait. Say Merry Christmas, everybody, too.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Happy belated Christmas.
That fucking sucks.
Merry
I'm getting
Happy New Year.
For Christmas.
Happy belated Christmas. Merry belated Christmas.
I gave this bitch coal.
They didn't. I gave you a big stockling coal. It's four
But you know what?
Off.
It's kind of a nice gesture, because if you bury it, 100 years later, it turns into diamonds.
Oh, well, I'm not going to live for 100 years. I'm
give it to your ancestors. Oh,
give it to Jazzy, but she won't live either.
Give it to your new generation of hot dog strutting Tammies.
Matt Cole?
Matt Cole.
No, I didn't give her Matt Cole. I gave her Larry Cole.
Oh.
So, is what I'm going to start off on is, chat. Yesterday, I went Christmas shopping, and at the end of the day, I'm driving by the SPCA. I'm like, fuck it. I'm getting a kitty cat.
I thought you were getting a dog.
We're getting a sacred dog.
I wanted a dog, but they're all barking at me like fucking crazy goddamn Michael Vick battle dogs.
So you went to the SPCA?
Yeah.
It's a good place.
I don't want
a
fucking battle dog. Every dog was like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, yeah, let me get that one. Can't wait. So I found this kitty that I liked. I was like, he's the one that I want. And then I filled out all this paperwork. My license and all my cars and every statement is the addresses to my parents' house. But then I wrote down my real address. She's like, well, which one is it? I'm like, all my bills and everything go to my parents' house, and my license and everything is to my parents' house, but I live at this address. And then they're like, well, production filled out the form. Is it his cat? I'm like, no, it's my cat, but he lives at my house, and we're both going to take care of him. Who cares which name is on it? Like, they were giving me such a hard time. It's like, well, you can't pay with your credit card for a name that says Kurt on it. I'm like, well, he lives at my house. Do I need to refill out the forms? Then they said that I had to go into a certain room when I already played with the cat, and I like him, he likes me. For sure.
But what if you're buying it for someone?
And they want to take me into a certain room and have me pet him to show that we both like each other.
Yeah. It's a bonding room.
Suppose it is.
That's interesting.
It's a bonding room.
And if that's good though for the SPCA.
Yeah, they do a lot of hard work. As a pet lover, I'm happy about that.
But here's the most annoying part. And I don't know what it was. Some people have like rosaries on. Maybe somebody was Catholic and got offended. But then I have like 9 scarves on and they're all kind of going everywhere. And you know, I think that they just thought that we were a shit show. So as soon as I go, I think I left my ID in the car.
What did you drive?
So I go, Porsche. So I go, yo, P-Duck, can you try to find out where my fucking wallet is? And I say it just like that. Because I said the F word, someone there calls the police on me saying I'm belligerent.
Yeah. Working there?
I'm belligerent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone working there?
First of all, if I did say that, why couldn't they say you can't use that language here? And then I'd say, oh, I'm sorry. And then we can move along here. No. They just simply call the police saying I'm belligerent. So I walk outside. 2 police cars show up.
They think you're giving them a hard time.
And I'm like, what's the problem? They're like, we heard about some disorderly conduct happening out in the driveway. I'm like, the driveway?
They said
we pulled in. I walked right in. They said we were all fucked up. I'm like, we're not. Like, I might have on like 9 scarves and shit.
Did you have anything to drink? Any alcohol in your breath?
I had like 3 or 4 beers maybe, but I was fine. Dude, I've had 20 beers before. Like,
well, they
4
can't really judge. They
nothing.
Have to judge from, like, you know, a couple different things. Yeah.
But she was annoying me so bad that it's just like, so why do you want this cat? I'm like, what do you mean why do I want it? Because it's cute and I want to pet it and feed it. Like, and buy yarn and wiggle it around and have him try to catch it. Like,
it looks like his head will rip off easily.
So I'm like, I want it for protection purposes.
No, because that's one of the questions. He isn't kidding.
Why do you want the cat? For protection purposes.
He said that?
No.
If a robber comes in the house, that's my protection.
Did you say that?
Yeah. I want it for. So now she knows that I'm fucking with her because I'm like, just give me the goddamn cat.
Yeah.
You know,
what you're missing out on is one building is where you go in to meet and greet the animals. And they said, oh, across the street, you got to fill out the, what is it? Assistance form, like it's welfare. So I run over there, I fill it out real quick, and we're like expecting to get the cat. Put trouble, mischief, put the address. Oh, we need proof of address. Bam walks over, then Bam's like, go out to the car because his address now does not match. And so I run out to the car, 2 cops show up. Cause a big scene, and then the cop is real cool. Like, oh, you still gonna get the cat, Bam?
And I have like all these like 6 packs of beer in the car and shit. That I hope they don't put in flashlights and stuff. Cause like one of them could have been opened. I don't know, but I didn't need that kind of drama, you know. So like when he's asking for my registration to the car, I'm like, first of all, I didn't do anything wrong. Second of all, no one's driving at the moment. Second of all, like, now I gotta hide all this beer just so I don't have any more drama about it. Because nobody even opened it. We just had it so we could take it back to the house
and
sip on
it. The cop was
extremely running errands.
Cool.
But here's my question, though. But what if someone comes in and says, I want to buy a kitten for, like, my girlfriend? Like, you can't buy because your dresses don't match?
No gifts. No gifts.
You can't do a gift?
They're indoor cats only.
That makes sense.
Bam's like, I live on 13 acres. Well, we're concerned about these other cats. Where's your veterinarian hospital? We have some concerns about the foul language.
And I
came out and said.
Oh, like cats know English. If I'm like, yo, P-Duck, give me a motherfucking drink. Do you think the cat's going to be, I'm learning rude language now.
If it's a cat, it's okay. But if it's a kitten, I think like.
Was it a kitten?
It was a kitten. Yeah, it was cute. It was cute as shit.
And but that like, sucks how, that you. And where like, is the cat now?
And I tell her,
it's in a cage with 15 even, other cats yeah. with scum in their eyes.
15 other cats.
Even if it did, yeah, like we're concerned about this cat. You should be concerned about the cat right now because he's in there with 9 other cats and 15. They're all probably minging, getting diseases because they have shit in their eye. They have chicky goo all
Why
over their 13 eye.
13 pit bulls
Santa
are
Claus
barking in the
come.
Same room, and Bam's like, I live.
He
on
has diseased chicky goo all over his eye, and you're concerned about me with 14 acres. I have a 10-foot fence around my entire land. He's not going to escape. Well, what if he hops a fence? What kitten can jump 10 motherfucking feet?
Yeah, but Santa Claus.
And if he could jump 10 feet above, he could jump 10 feet back and make his way to where he knows the food is.
He's like, and they're like, these two cats, what, they read Trouble and Mischief because they ask for the names? And they,
oh, Trouble
I'm
Mischief.
Not kidding.
That's another thing. I think that the, I think that the old lady was like, their names are Trouble and Mischief. I could see what you two are up to. Like,
yeah, how about all the people that have the adopt cats that have like 20 in their home and they've been like a little
Dude,
apartment like me.
These
90-year-old
women came in, they were in and out like
yeah. These two old ladies come right in, fill out their dumb form, get the goddamn cat, and then they leave. I'm sitting there for over an hour and a half.
Bam's like, can I get the cat or what? And then
at the end, I could.
He said,
they said one more thing. They're like, we need to come into a private room and interview you one on one about a bonding moment. I'm like, you don't want me to buy this fucking cat, do you? I'm like, I could obviously see this. I've been here for 2 hours now.
And the cops
you know what?
Came.
Fuck you. Fuck yeah. this. I'm leaving.
Aw.
Dude, it was
Santa Claus
embarrassing.
So they were going to give you the cat, though.
Dude, no. They were
After
not.
After a load
yeah,
of trouble.
I don't think they were.
I don't think that
so
they wanted to give it to me.
The
Chad,
cops
I think
got called on
and
us.
If you hadn't said fuck you goodbye.
No.
Well, that was the very end. They already didn't. I don't even remember saying anything, and if I did, it wasn't towards them. It wasn't towards anything. It was just like, yo, P-Duck, see if my fucking wallet's in the car, please.
No,
they're going to feel pretty horrible if they have to put that cat to sleep.
You know what? That's what's going to happen.
Meanwhile, he could be at a very nice home that gets fed by Booth, Kevin, P-Duck, Cleveland, me.
That's
going to be a very happy cat with a whole bunch of land that has a fence on it.
Did you tell
that
him
he can't escape? Yeah.
Dude, they said the cat's not allowed to go outside, but they microchip the cat before it leaves.
So if they microchip a cat, then we'll fucking find him if he does escape.
Yeah.
No cat is going to leave Bam's house. They get fed
they don't want to ending it back up at their place.
Them cats are in and out this house more than
I don't know
parties.
What their agenda
they
was.
They climb on the screen.
They want it locked up indoors so they don't have to see it again.
Honestly, I almost think that it was a situation like this. Some girl worked there.
Maybe they like the cat.
No.
Some girl worked there.
Listen.
I don't think they like the Bam.
Listen. There was probably a girl that worked at the SPCA that has a boyfriend that bumped into me at Kildare's or some shit, and we had a falling out because he called me a pussy, and then I spit in his face, and then we almost got into a scuffle, and one story led to another to where the story is, fuck Bam, have you ever seen him? So now this girl is probably like, hey, Brian, I'm going to call my boyfriend Brian. Hey, Brian, guess who's here? Bam, call the fucking police on his pussy ass. Make sure he doesn't get that cat. It could have been that.
Yeah, but it's not up to one person. They have to do just pay.
Yeah, but calling the police when nobody knows about it causes me problems to the point where I want to leave.
I think they judge you, though, from the way that you walked in. Like you said, like another
never.
Two
he
other
was
people.
In a Porsche. They know who he was. The cops knew who he was. That's enough credit,
cop
isn't
was cool.
It?
That's what I'm saying.
I had 9 scarves on me.
I'm sorry, no.
We just went Christmas shopping, and Bam was like, I'm going to wear all these
Chad,
so wrap
he was crazy looking.
So they probably were like, who's this dude with 9 scarves on?
Chad, it was from the CKY show.
It was fucking 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, on his head?
He really did only have fucking 4 drinks. It was 4:30 in the afternoon, and the cops got called. We were in the SPCA. Then the cops got called, and we still went back in the SPCA and tried to get the fucking cat, and the lady was still a fucking bitch. So fuck you, you old lady, because he cursed in front of a cat, and no, we don't need a kitten for protection, you asshole.
What do you need this cat for? We look at the list. For joy purposes, protection? I'm like, yeah, we need it for protection. It's a goddamn kitten. Like, that's what we want it for, protection. So now she knows that I'm fucking with her because she's fucking with me because I'm there for way longer than I need to be. It honestly was insane. And the best part was...
Would you have given the cat to you guys if you didn't know you?
Yes, absolutely.
Would you have given one of
yeah, you walk into Philly.
You yeah, would you give like would you give mischief to a guy who rolled up in a Porsche? Like
yeah,
sure.
Without, no, but say this yeah. guy,
if I wanted to get rid of him.
No, if you want to give one of mischief kittens away, you would make one, you would want to make sure that that kitten has
there was, yeah, if some dude shows up with like fucking psoriasis scars all over him and barely has a dollar to pay for it, I'd be like, if you have barely have a dollar, if the cat is $30 and you only give me $29, that means that you're broke as a joke. So how are you going to give him kitty food?
And the thing is, but Bam's yeah. cats get sensible. Fed, they get taken care of so good. Mission
no,
trouble.
if you can look on Craigslist.
Bam deserves the fucking cat.
Bam exactly.
So that's what.
And
it
not
matters.
To mention,
there was
she's
that,
asking
there was
me all these questions
in there.
She's asking me questions like, do you know how to take a cat? Yes, I've had two of them for not well. These two cats for 5 years. I had my other one for 12 years, and then I had my other one besides that for 10 years. So, yes, I know how to take cats. I've had cats my whole life.
You could tell everybody that the SPCA denied you a cat for no good reason.
They did.
Good cause. I mean, maybe you can get that cat.
You know how happy that cat would be here?
That woman should take the cat now. She stuck up for keeping it.
Now he's going to be locked in a fucking cage with all these nine other cats catching sides.
I'd feel terrible.
There's 70 cats there.
Like, those cats, like, unless people buy them as kittens, those cats will grow and grow and become cats, and no one's going to want the big cat. They're always going to want the kitten.
Yo, this cat was chilling.
That cat doesn't get
every other cat was just like, all like this cat. Cat was just like chilling, looked up. As soon as we walked in, Bam actually was like, oh, I want that cat.
He liked
and
the cat.
He liked the cat. We went in there for a dog. He was like,
I could just look at
a
cat's eyes and know that I like him.
He walked in and like immediately found a cat and then like, I want that one. So from right there,
it's upsetting.
It didn't matter.
It did.
I still want the cat.
I swear to God.
Santa Claus didn't leave yet.
Yeah, that's fucked.
I want the cat.
Santa Claus didn't leave.
His name was Eric.
What's his name going to be?
Eric.
Instead of our St. Bernard?
Eric.
Okay, well, Santa Claus didn't leave yet, so you might have Eric still. Santa Claus didn't leave yet, so.
Eric.
What's
yeah, but if, you know what? If anybody decides to get Eric
no one's gonna
at
get
the
Eric.
SPCA, they're going to take a look at you. They're going to see a skull bracelet on your arm and realize Bam had one,
me?
And you probably
Ooh.
Know him.
Yeah, I matched Bam's bracelet.
Like, you know, we could have just lied.
Nobody's going to be able to get that cat
said,
now.
I could have said, oh, 2 Greyhawk Lane, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong address. I just moved.
That's the thing.
This is the real address now.
What did this cat look like?
It was great.
I know what
like
he looks like.
I got...
You yeah. know what he looks like.
I got a picture.
Santa Claus didn't leave yet, so don't
pictures.
Worry about it.
Bro,
don't
we're on the fucking
next.
Radio.
Great.
He looks like production has a fucking picture.
I do.
Well, tell the audience that. They care.
The audience.
Just tell them what the fucking cat looks like. They're listening to
gray.
You.
It's a gray tiger cat, just like Mischief.
It's Bam's cat, though, so don't tell everybody.
But, you like, it was just a whole bunch of things.
Santa
that
Claus
this old
yet.
Fucking lady, she hears me say the F word to, you know, and she could have just told me you
Tammy,
can't
you should
use
that
language here.
But then, Santa Claus didn't leave yet, so I know.
Yeah,
that cat might be on hold for you.
The cat's $40.
That cat might be on hold for you right now, so that cat, Eric is not gone yet, so don't worry.
That is a high-priced cat.
Mike, he bought me and bucks. He bought my daughter a cat last year named Mana. We were walking
it
away.
It looks more like Mana.
Yeah, we were walking to the car. Like Bam goes, what the hell is that in the window? And there was two cats. One was jumping up all crazy. The other one was sitting there. Bam walked in and saw the kitten and like.
What one? The one sitting there or the one jumping?
The one sitting there.
That's the one he wanted yesterday.
Yeah, the one
they were all going
there.
Nuts.
Bam,
and he looked
Bam
at the
was
one
like, that cat's
and,
crazy.
And the cat looked up at Bam and looked at him. He's like, that's the one I want.
And you know what? They say that it has to be indoor cat. How come no one feels bad that when the cat looks out the window and sees all these birds chirping and shit and all these woods and shit that you could tell that they're dying to go out there? But you know what? Be nice. Let them go experience outside.
I'm
They'll
scared,
come home.
Though.
They'll figure it out.
Wait,
and if they don't, then they like it outside.
Yeah.
Well, my cat,
Do
Mana,
they fix all
Mana
the cats?
Mana got out when it was freezing rain.
Apparently, but like they're asking me all these like quiz questions. They're like, so, you have two cats? Well, where do you take them? I'm like, Chichester, right on 322. It's a vet. That's where I take them. So now, you know, they were hoping that they, I don't know. I do know. That's where I take them. I don't take them. Boof does. Or my mom does. Whatever. Either way, the cats are fucking fine.
They wanted you to know the doctor's name of your
I don't need to know the doctor's
they
name.
Wanted a
Ape
record.
And Boof handle it.
Well, you know, I thought about getting a dog, but I didn't know what the process was.
Oh, Chad, even like when we got Mana last year, the lady asked us the same thing. She was like, where's the vet? She has Bam's like, it's for her. I don't know. I had to give her all my information, but it was fine. Like, she got all the shots for the kitten, and she gave us the paperwork, and she goes, if you don't have a vet, here's my vet. Like, please take them. But they had their shots for the first six, for, like, this is where you can get the shots for the first 6 months. To take them, to take the kittens. That's what they do.
And then the end result, when I tell them to fuck off, when I tell the vet place, the SPCA, I'm like, you know what? You don't want me to have a cat, do you? So go fuck yourself. So then I leave. And then once I leave, the police are like, P-Duck, you have a suspended license. Natalie, you also have a suspended license. Bam, you're probably drunk. I'm like, well, I'm not going to deny that. You know, so.
Who was driving?
P-Duck was. But and he has a suspended license. So now.
It's paperwork. And now, the cop knew it was paperwork.
Now we like, have to wait for some girl from Outback Steakhouse to come and drive the car to 7-Eleven so we can get out of the cop's face so we can make it home.
No, the cop was like, he's like, I'm not going to sit here and babysit you.
But he did, though. He did.
No, the old man.
The old man cop sat there and waited to see who was going to leave.
Yeah. No.
So we sat there for like an hour just waiting.
Chad, they did. He was so
curious. I fell asleep. I lit a cigarette.
I sat right in front of the
cop. Fell back asleep, lit another cigarette. Just sitting there for an hour waiting for some girl from Outback to finish her motherfucking ribs.
That's a miserable day, dude.
You're $300.
I was miserable.
Chad, he came home. He goes, babe, I'm hungry and I'm going to sleep right now. I go, well, I just happened to order you a cheesesteak. He ate half the cheesesteak.
Bang, like, rang.
I'm going to bed right now. And he slept until...
Dude, 18 hours. Like,
he slept 18
crash.
Hours.
It was one hell of a cheesesteak.
It was. Tam Tam gave you a good cheesesteak.
He was pissed about that cat. Like that.
He was so aggro about that cat.
Because you know when you know that you like so a cat mad. And now you can't get him because some bitch is going to be a cunt?
Eric's not
the funny thing was is I wasn't drinking. I'm on like 10 Red Bulls as usual and just cranked out.
Well, I hope that bitch doesn't have a lot of errands to do in a few days because she's going to spend her whole day cleaning up eggs in front of her SPCA house.
Yeah. That's a threat.
Don't.
It is a threat, but it's never going to happen. So.
That's a porcelain black threat.
Yeah, it's a threat that's never going to happen.
It's an empty threat.
That's a porcelain
it's
black
an
threat.
Empty threat.
Oh, that's empty
unless
threat.
Unless one of my fans wants to do it.
They're not going to want to do
it. Yo, who did that? The game told
You didn't even say where it
the
was.
The game tweeted,
true.
Yeah.
Bobby, move on to your next
The game one. Tweeted out something like, call this police station, and like 500,000 people just kept calling the police station and blocked up the lines, and they said like they couldn't find real crimes because everybody was calling them.
That was a good story. So the cat was
Where's your phone charge?
I missed the cat already.
Your phone charge is plugged in.
Santa Claus didn't leave yet.
Yeah, hopefully.
So don't worry.
Great, dude. This is the
Eric
day
might,
after.
Eric might be here in a day or two. So
every cat
Santa
needs
Claus
a good story.
Okay.
That was it. They're
Tam Tam
curious.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Mischief was sitting in the fucking sink last night getting
best
covered
story.
By water. It was hilarious.
Chad.
And anytime I sit next to somebody important that has like a business suit on and then they look at me because I always wear this hood that says Taliban on it. And once I see them notice that it says that.
Taliban.
Then they get all.
Taliban.
Yeah, usually on an airplane, I get on my cell phone and I make a fake phone call. And this is what I say. Tell me if you believe me. All right. Ready?
Yep.
So I want to creep them out. So you're the rich businessman.
Chad's the rich business guy.
That's right.
And you're sitting right next to me. Yep. So here I go. Mada gudam ba mi mor. Mita? Hila ton kurve korazom hiva. Daxin kata la vilku. Mayo on paska and katuda tuska? Mita. All right, moi. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Well,
too.
A lot of it is real. Though.
And then when it's all real.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you say? That's finished, right?
Starting from the beginning.
I guess.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
All right. Margaret Bemi Moy is what's up, Bamajera. And then Hiloton Kolve Kuloton Hirve is dangerous curve cockless moose. And then Doxin Katala Vilku is I lost my wallet. And then I'm basically saying nonsense. And then I go. I drink shit and I don't feel any pain. And I go, Mita? I go, what? Mita? What?
Yeah.
And then then I go, then I say, Coxie Isol Karhu. And then I say, 2 bear beers, please. And I say, all right, Mita, more.
So I'm saying, what? All right, bye, bye, bye.
I think that the mita, muy, 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 like the way you say it a few times make it sound more believable.
Panicable.
Yeah, because you're like, huh? What, yeah. What? All right, bye, bye, bye.
Just repeating it. Bam, what does that say?
Vitu Pascu, that says shit, fuck, hello.
I want my arm, thank you.
Who taught you that? Just a random bunch of people?
Just being there so
much. Traveling so much.
So you don't really...
Going to Finland 40 times, you start to learn shit.
You learn how to say shit, fuck, asshole?
I learn how to say sentences that you need to know, but everybody in Finland knows English as it is, so it doesn't really matter, but it's a lot easier
they
to
do?
Say.
They do?
Yeah, so when you walk into a bar and you say, kaksi sotkaru, then that means like two bear beers, please.
Wait, so they know a lot of English, though? I wouldn't think
they
that
all know English.
I didn't think. I didn't.
Swedish knows English. Norway knows English.
Don't they think you're like a language poser when you say like a couple of things?
A language
as long as you say it right.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Is that all you know?
Yeah.
Not really. I'm just trying to help them out quicker.
Americans don't act like that when someone tries to speak English. But like, when you try to speak like a different language, I feel like they're like,
yeah, but
poser.
No, I think they appreciate because I'm just asking them for a drink. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to have a conversation with them.
Oh, yeah.
So if I was trying to have a conversation and then I fail miserably.
So you say, mimoy, moy, papa, papa, what's up, dude?
No, I'll say...
You just stay quiet right after
I'll
that.
Say something. If I need something and I know how to say it in Finnish, I'll just say it.
Do you hope that they think you're from there and you never speak again?
No, they know. Okay. They know that I'm just making it easy on them. Kaksi islarkaru. Instead of, excuse me, ma'am, could I have two bear beers, please? And can you please put ice on
it? It sounds way cooler.
Yeah, kaksi islarkaru. Two bear beers. Now.
What's a bear beer?
Karhu.
Oh, I know what that is.
Karhu means bear.
Oh.
You're a rock star, you should.
I haven't.
You're a fucking rock. Oh, you got plaid on.
Fuck plaid.
You'll fucking kill plaid. Wait, how about our train ride home from 32nd to Mars?
What about it?
Remember the lady in the cart?
We talked about this one on the last radio.
Oh, I didn't know you. Oh, I wasn't there. I'm sorry. Mm. Here's your thingy, Bubby.
Oh,
he's got plaid on now.
Shut up.
Do you have any CDs?
Yeah, SoCo. Do you have it?
You wonder
yeah,
place.
I have that.
SoCo. What's that?
She's from
awesome
Sweden.
Girl.
Do you still drink SoCo?
It's S-O-K-O.
If girls buy, like, Rocky Mountain motherfuckers are
that's like the
SoCo
first thing you drink
shots.
And the first thing you puke from.
It's yeah, S-O-K-O.
That's what I did,
totally
and
agree.
I can't even smell it anymore.
I
SoCo
no,
is disgusting.
I totally agree.
Southern Comfort.
And we'll do it, but whatever.
So I won't.
Should be the first song.
Well, SoCo is not disgusting, but SoCo Lime is.
I'll drink whatever. I know the...
So this is SoCo from Sweden. I'll kill her.
S-O-K-O.
Bam, shut the fuck up. Your breath smells
I'm giving him a chance.
Your breath smells like rock and roll and cigarettes.
No, Bam smells pretty all the time. Bam always smells beautiful.
Yeah, rock and roll. He smells like rock and roll.
Go make me a shot, faggot.
You bought gay vodka tonight.
I know.
Well, Bam always smells good. Don't cut on my boyfriend.
What track is this?
Don't cut on my fucking
Bam. We bought this vodka and it's from San Francisco and it's got rainbows on it and it's called Dragon Fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's absolute.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right,
yeah.
SoCo. But where'd you hear this band?
Chad loves my ear.
No, he does.
Because I travel
too
much.
Yeah, he does.
Where are they from?
Sweden.
Okay. Are they on a record label?
I don't know, but I like it.
It's a CDR. That's why I'm asking.
SoCo, I'll kill her.
I'll kill her.
You were supposed to call me tonight. You were supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema and after to the restaurant, the one you like in your street. We would have slept together, have a nice breakfast together, and then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth where some lullabies are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you're never trying to reach me. No, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl. If I find her, I swear I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. I would have met your friends, we would have had a drink or two. They would have liked me, cause Sometimes I'm funny. I would have met your dad, I would have met your mom. She would have said, please, can you make some beautiful babies? So we would have had a boy called Tom and a girl called Susan, born in Japan. I thought it was a love story, but you don't want to get involved. I thought it was a love story, but you're not ready for that. Me neither. Alquila, she stole my future. She broke my dream. Alquila, Alquila, she stole my future when she took you away. You know, all she's got is blondness, not even tenderness, yeah. She's clever, less. She'll dump your ass for a model called Brandon. He will pay for a beautiful surgery, cause he's full of money. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me, no. You never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl. And if I find her, I swear, you know, I swear. Alquila, Alquila, she stole my future, she broke my dream. Alquila, Alquila, she stole my future when she took you away. Alquila, Alquila, she stole my future, she broke my dream. Alquila, Alquila, she stole my future when she took you away. I told you, you know, if I find her, I'll kill her for real. Is that for sure? You have to know. I mean, you know, I can do it. Man, I'll kill her.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I gotta find her. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up, faction.
I was looking for the thing, Twitter about production. Someone talking about production.
Oh, you were mad at him.
I don't understand, because I keep going to bat for this motherfucker over here, and I'm about to fucking put the bat to his face.
No, like, I told you I was going to read it on the air.
Don't go up against Chad.
That's great.
No, I'll not be scared.
Don't make me read a fucking chat about Mount Miserable, hey, this motherfucker.
I'd be scared to go against Chad.
Listen,
Chad will tear you up.
Thanks, Tam. Listen.
Just go put on it. Go put on a silver shirt with gold on it.
What the fuck is going? I got this shirt off you.
Production. I told you I was going to read this, and I honestly thought that you'd like to battle. That's what I thought. Well, that's what I thought. So
I'm battling you right now, dude.
I'm not even battling you. Your fucking battle sucks.
I'm fucking chewing chicken.
Chewing chicken.
Yeah, dude. That's what us rappers do.
New album by production, Chewing Chicken.
Chewing chicken out of a fucking dead CKY shot glass. Look at that. Look.
They're on the radio.
I put barbecue sauce inside of it.
Oh, my God. Barbecue sauce.
Because I ain't going to drink in another CKY shot.
Barbecue
sauce.
It's Chad Iansburg. Iansburg.
You battling me? I'm fucking trying to find your
Chad.
Guy to battle.
Dude, Chad, I'm battling.
The guy to battle.
It was
Chad,
funny. They talked about Tammy too.
Oh, great.
But I did good today, so I.
Yeah, well, this could be a good ulterior motive. It's like a phone call.
What did they say about Tammy?
A tweet. We need a Radio BAM Twitter account. And
I said that in the beginning of the show.
What did they say about Tammy?
Hey, don't fucking talk to me that way.
I said BAM tweeted out right now.
Respect your elders.
Yeah.
What am I, Cleveland? Get the fuck out of here.
You have fucking chicken dripping down your fucking chin.
Wait a minute. Don't talk to me about Cleveland. Come on. He's not here.
Suck it down, chicken.
Fuck his fat ass.
Oh, you love his... No, it's funny. Cleveland, he loves your fat fucking ass. So go on with your hello Cleveland shit.
Well, I can't find
it. He misses you, asshole.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you do, asshole. You and said.
Oh, I can't wait till he shows back up.
All right, I can't find it. So
Cleveland, he misses you. Don't listen to his
Cleveland is in Alaska, if anybody wondered.
Took him 30 fucking hours to get there, dude.
No way.
I swear to God, it took him 30.
Why?
Who knows? Maybe they didn't have, maybe they had a weight requirement. No, I don't know. I really don't know. Took him 30 hours. He took 3 different planes. And it took him 30 fucking hours to get there.
Oh, my God. He's dying. You were like this. Peter. And he actually yelled at Peter twice to shut up. I actually did good. Am I wrong?
You really did good tonight.
Thank you.
You know,
because you got yelled at before we got started.
Well, I got yelled at actually a month ago, and I understood it. Chad told me a month ago.
I feel
ago,
like everyone's yelling at everybody lately.
No, I'm not. Well,
it's about
I'm
to
not.
Be winter here on the East Coast. Nobody's fucking happy about
wait,
that.
I'm
it's
not,
cold outside.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the weather.
Yeah, it does. It makes fucking everybody pissed off around here.
Not, but babe.
No, I think that there's more than that.
Oh, they give you Christmas that you pretend you're happy. It sucks.
No, Christmas.
It's fucking cold, dude.
Christmas is here.
Santa yeah, you're happy because I just bought you $4,000 worth of shit.
Actually, well, one, I didn't know that you did that. And two, guess what? Guess what? We can go and have a fucking hot dog together and I'm fine.
What'd you buy me? Honey and maple syrup?
You'll love what I bought you. Nothing can compare with
detox tea?
I bought you the detox tea. We bought the detox tea together. Santa's coming. Santa Claus is coming to town. She said Mrs. Claus.
All right, Tammy. You're blowing it. Thank
she
you.
Sees you when you're sleeping. Oh, Chad, can I hang it? Can I try out?
You know.
Chad, can I try out?
Who sucks Santa's dick?
Me? That's my. Oh. Excuse me, we don't talk about sex on Serious Radio right now.
Oh, you can say you can say whatever you want, but you can't say it for an hour and a half.
Give Santa one pump.
I'm not giving Santa one pump.
Go give Santa one pump.
Give me Santa.
No. No. You have to walk over and give Santa one pump.
Is this I don't want Serious to hate me out because I'm trying to be a good girl now. I'm being good the whole entire radio show, so Chad,
what are you chasing?
We're gonna play the Plasmatics, the Doom song, since Bam is filled with doom today.
I just feel a certain way about everything.
Say hi,
oh, that's what
Phil,
you said. You wanted
Bam's
to be pissed
dad
off. You would be
love
doomy
you,
doomy.
I am fucking pissed off because everybody's a jerk off and nobody knows what the fuck is
he's
going on.
Angry today.
I don't need all this half ass shit going around.
Half ass shit sucks. That's what
love
I'm not
you,
talking
poof
about. Nobody's trying to do half ass shit. One guy tried to do half ass shit for no good reason.
Chad,
what are you trying?
So, this is the bad doom song.
No, to chat.
Production, your ad living is useless.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
The doom song.
Oh my god, your broken ass iPhone.
Yeah. Like, look, let's that, play it out your fucking month to month.
That shit is about a useless.
You got yours at 7-Eleven for $9.
Doesn't matter. Yours is cracked. Like your fucking personality.
Barbecue. Modigan Bammy Moy.
Yeah.
Plasmatic. Radio Bam. Students 28 Faction.
Sanctify this place. Protect us from evil. Behold the power of the night. Shine, that we may see the light. Curse the filthy hypocrites. Crawl into their beds at night. From slimy depths below. Scream into their frozen brains. Work thy wretched wrath. Remove all obstacles from our path. I command that these things of which I speak will come to be.
Into the frozen Listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action. Yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam.
Yeah.
28. Yeah.
Plasmatics.
Huh?
Plasmatics.
Plasmatics.
Wendy O.
Plasmatics.
Wendy O.
How'd you like fuck to smell yeah. that burp I just let out?
You know how hot Wendy O is?
I don't know how hot you are.
Big time.
Well, let me see who she is.
She's 40.
Well,
hot
so
as fuck.
Am I.
Ew.
She's dead.
First of all, excuse me, 40-year-olds are hot. And
no, they're not.
Listen.
No, they're not. They're so not.
40-year-olds are hot.
Dude, 40-year-olds are the best people to date because A, they know the drill. B, they're prettier. C, they're not some fucking college bitch who's going to walk all over town and tell everybody everything. Turn it into Melrose Place.
Who cares?
And
Tammy doesn't have a big mouth.
Huh?
Tammy doesn't have a big mouth.
I like them
no,
new.
She has a big mouth, but she...
I have a big mouth, but not about... I wouldn't be like, oh my God, like, this is me and Bam. I, like,
she would.
Me. No, I wouldn't.
That's funny.
Every 20-year-old girl in the world is like, oh my God, Bam. But I'm like, people didn't know for like a year I was dating him. Because it's
you tell people you date Steve.
No, Platt.
You tell people you date Platt. Yeah.
Platt's here. No. Look at Chad.
Dude, I had like 18 to like
Tammy,
23.
Tammy, do you go out with that Bam guy? Oh, no. I'm still dating Steve.
I'm still dating Steve.
Steve who? I'm saying she does it like as if she's not saying who your name is.
Who your name
she,
is.
She calls you Steve in place.
No, I work at PJ Bellhands. I had 5 guys.
Cool. What's the address?
They were I was dealing with them for 5 hours. The one guy goes, do you have a boyfriend? I smile. I go, yeah. I go, what's his name? I go, it doesn't matter. They go, we already know his name. Pulled a picture up of me and him. I was like, okay, it's Bam or Jer. They go,
PJ
okay.
Wellhands.
So
PJ
I knew
Wellhands.
They were. No, I knew
PJ
they were going to tip me. So I went into my general manager. I said, listen, they're not going to fucking tip me because I date Bam or Jer. They think his money is my money. So I put a 20% gratuity on it. They flipped out. They were like, what's
I wouldn't think? Give you one red cent.
You give me a penny when you come in. You give me, Bam goes, I can't wait to tip you so bad.
I can't wait to tip you so bad.
That's what Bam says. I can't wait to tip you so bad.
So what you get?
No, that's not what I get. Oh, dating
so
you.
So do people come in because you always shout out your where you work and tip you better?
No, Bam will say, oh, I drink Purple Rains at PJ Wellhands. So they go, is Bam's girlfriend here? Is Bam's girlfriend here? But guess what? Even if I was with Bam, if I was living with Bam or married to Bam, here's the problem. I worked 13 fucking hours. It doesn't fucking matter. No, production is a fuck up. Production, you're pissing me off.
Production, I'm going to read this Twitter. Somebody wrote to me, Radio Bam is getting lame with homo production. This is some guy, Kevin Mitchell says. Radio Bam is getting lame with homo production and all that rap. At Chad is correct. Bring back Novak. Release
He's
Novak.
He's in jail, faggot.
There it is right there from the gate.
Bring back Novak. Fuck He's in jail, faggot.
No,
says, what am
that.
I supposed to do? Sneak in a radio when I go see him? I can't even bring in a nose ring, homo.
Yeah, Kevin Mitchell, suck a duck, fuck.
That's your reply?
I don't really need to say
says,
too much.
Release homo. Novak.
No, but think
kick
about,
out P13.
Release Novak. It's
and
not
Tammy.
Like we could just walk in and release Novak. He's in jail for a year, dude.
Yeah, right. I that's what this person says.
Well, let's yeah, well, there's nothing I could do about getting Novak back on the radio. He's in fucking jail.
You idiot fuck.
But when Novak does come back on, you can't be... You gotta be
play good. Good music like before and knock some sense... Yeah, that was worth the extra seconds. Knock some sense into Bam, please.
Oh, great. He's just trashing everybody because Kevin Mitchell's the one that
I'm
matters.
Just... I have to read this shit. I wanted to pass the... Why is he telling me?
Let me see a picture of him.
He wants to tell you.
Let me see a picture. Why didn't he say it to
me? He looks like that dude.
What's that dude? Some turd from fucking Milwaukee? Like, where are you from, bro?
I'll show you.
Great. Have you ever been to the East Coast?
He's from Burlington, Iowa.
Iowa. Because it's happening over there, bro. Just letting you know right
you
now.
You owe a lot of shit, don't you?
It's happening right, over
here
there.
He is. There he is.
Dude, this dude is like...
Now what do you have to say?
He knows
what you look like.
He has baby blue gloves on with an underglove that's dark blue. It's like a navy blue. He's got orange.
Well, let me tell
hair,
Kevin Mitchell, with whenever
glasses.
I do a radio show, look, I talk to whoever is here.
Tell him.
Look at him first.
Novak's in jail, Kevin Mitchell, okay? And quit wearing my gloves because that was my fucking steez. And now the fact that you keep wearing it, I don't feel like wearing them anymore. Because you have dyed blonde hair that isn't even blonde.
Orange.
It looks orange. At nice. Least if you're going to dye your hair, make sure it's not orange. If you're going to do it right.
Aren't you glad I didn't say apple?
It's called Mama Tut.
Aren't you glad I didn't meet Kevin
no
Mitchell?
Bag was. No bag
well, he
was
is a fan of the show, but he just had a comment on...
Well, I'm not a fan of his hairdo and my gloves.
He's not a fan of rap. Is what he was saying.
And he said,
I don't think I'm a fan of him.
Can we get a Twitter account for Radio Bam to answer
Start
questions
one.
And tweets, maybe?
Start one tonight.
You don't want me to call Adam Bernard?
Bam,
you
should bring Novak back. He's in
Adam
jail,
Bernard,
dude.
Turd.
Production, you had a problem with Adam Bernard, Novak's manager. Why is that?
No, it's his personal assistants, but I thought they got paid.
Maybe you can have a little feud. He does a radio show on Westchester Radio.
Cool. Hey, Radio Bam listeners, Adam Bernard can suck my dick. You know why?
Westchester Radio is radius is 2 miles. Who gives a fuck about going on?
Well, they were friends, I think.
Bam, what did I
say?
Who
cares either way? Why would anyone waste their time going on a radio that has 2 mile radius?
Bam, what did I have to say about him?
Practice.
Bam, what did
practice? I don't need practice.
No, him.
What did I have to say about Adam? Do you remember?
What?
Remember what I had to say? You kept saying, what did you tweet back? Because he tweeted all this shit about me. I said, you're a nerd. If I wanted to fight you, I would. You're a fan. Now what?
Blow away.
Ah! You're a fan.
Leaves blow away. Fans exactly. That blow the leaves away.
No, he's a fan blow away.
I've never seen
homie.
A fan blow away.
Well, what does a fan do?
Blows shit
exactly.
away.
Exactly. He blows
shit away.
He blows.
If he was the fan, he'd blow you away because he's the fan.
Exactly. He's a blow. He's a blower. He blows.
That's different.
He's a blower. He blows.
He's a blower. You didn't get it for a second. Catching you up.
I didn't get that you were making a sexual joke with the word blow.
He's a faggot.
You had to clarify that?
I'm just saying he's a faggot.
Is he for real or not?
No, he actually isn't gay. Oh, he could be. I don't know. He did kiss Novak. As a matter of fact, I seen a picture of him kissing Novak.
Novak kissed his manager?
Yeah. It's his personal assistant. He does his hair and shit. You know what personal assistants do.
Hello? I don't know. Tammy's on the phone talking to Mitch.
Hang that up. What are you doing?
I don't know. We're talking to Mitch.
Well.
I'm going to.
Let's put Mitch on.
Play a song.
Abby just arrived. Hi, Abby. Merry belated Christmas.
Who the fuck is Mitch and why is he here?
Here.
He's in my driveway.
I love fucking with the people that come to your driveway. I think it's hilarious, bro.
I never invited
you. Dude, this chick showed up here the other day asking for money. It was hilarious. Oh, great.
I don't have a Facebook.
I know.
You
so
idiot.
He's lying. Okay.
Oh, he was at the gate. I am so good at fucking with them, dude. It's so hilarious.
He's right there.
He's
right where?
I already missed it.
He's right there outside the door.
Wait, outside?
Out front of the door?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, alright, wow.
I'll be right back, production. You can, like, handle this engineering, the rest of the show here for a second.
No, Chad,
not the rest of it, just for one
here.
Second. I'll be right back.
Just play a song.
He's just eating
I'll be
some
right
food
back,
real
too.
Quick.
Me, too.
Production! Yeah. Check it out. Double the fuck down to the Skrillex production remix. Dump talk, I start spitting you these facts. Words are like food, chicken in a wrap. Shave my head, you think I'm booted through this music like I'm Jewish. Call me Clueless, call me Nuisance, call me Judas, call me Rufus. Like a dogma, come on, bud. I take every one of their rap books, turn it into sawdust. Thinking you all up, I saw a pond. I treat it like Josh, who waits and fuck the whole nine. Do the whole time, and now it's bleak. Say your team is so weak, it's fragile as antique. Stop running and stampede, kicking your damn feet. Till your toes begin to bleed, it appears that you can't breathe. Bitch, you can't leave, this is kinda raw. Like a welcome, y'all head, I'm on some ball. Trick, y'all rave, it's my concert dog. Someone please come and sponsor us, fresh. Please pass me the L so I can smoke leaking from me like I'm casting a spell. Kidnap Charles Manson from hell. Kill myself and go and ask for a cell. Like furthermore, I'ma show you what the words in the herb is for. As I bang a dirty whore from the Jersey Shore's 28 over 10 looking 34.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam Faction. Woo!
Wait, how's he say? Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam Faction 28.
I'll kill him.
Skrillex got a song like that,
who
too.
Who you killing?
You.
Me?
I want to kill everybody.
No.
She wants to kill her.
But if you get Eric, you won't kill me.
Shut up.
my era. When I was in Van Halen, when we would go out,
I don't want him to be a Cleveland, whatever that is.
Am I a Cleveland? I mean,
honestly,
well,
dude,
what do you think of Cleveland is, for real?
But P-Duck cleans up big time.
Sure. It's exchange for rent, right?
Yeah. Just so you know, Chad.
You've seen this motherfucking house?
That room, the Tom Selleck room, is totally yours, dude.
Yeah.
Like, even if you want your house, you could have it. But this is always your house,
too.
Oh,
cool. I appreciate that. You're not just saying that so P-Duck doesn't have to move in there.
No. He knows I don't want to go in there.
No.
No, Bans is
all I'm trying to say is,
I wouldn't have a place to stay.
You're more than welcome to stay there.
I always sleep in that room. That used to be your old room.
It is your room.
That's your room.
It wasn't my old room, but now it's your room.
They call it the Tom
Selleck. Stays in there.
There's a room in Bam's house called the Tom Selleck room.
Big fat dick on the wall.
The reason they call it that is because there's a picture that Seth Meisterman painted on there of Tom Selleck from Magnum P.I. with, like, cradling this giant pink dick.
It's the
oddest fucking thing on a wall, but I stare at it every night trying to fall asleep. I had a
meeting with this billionaire guy named Ted Field, who's my good friend.
Sucks to fall asleep to.
And he was telling me about, like, so what's been going on at the house, and I was telling him that, you know, Novak brought this girl from the college area, and he's been doing it a whole bunch, that to the point where if I have Seth paint a big mural of Tom Selleck sucking a dick, she's going to feel a certain kind of way about this and ask a bunch of questions.
Why Tom Selleck? Just out of nowhere?
Just because he has a three-sided dick duster, and I think it's funny.
Cradling. He has a what?
A three-sided dick duster.
His mustache.
Like, his mustache goes like this, so if you ever sucked the dick, it would brush the dick on
it's
every three sides.
It's a three-side dick sucker?
Dick duster.
If you have a mustache from here to there, uh-huh, that's three sides. So if you
dick
suck
duster.
A dick, it dusts off all your dick except for the bottom. So I thought it was hilarious, and I tell him, and he just goes, Tom Silk's my very good friend. It's like, now I feel kind of bad about it because I didn't know that.
You would feel bad.
Did he see it?
He didn't see it, but I was telling him about it. But all I'm trying to say is, it doesn't really matter. Chad's my good friend. If I painted a picture of him, he would fucking laugh it off.
No,
like if
me all cradling that would be fucking.
No,
too
Chad
weird.
Would not like that.
Yeah, but I would. All I'm trying to say is that I don't hate Tom Selleck. It's just funny to me. I don't hate Britney Spears, but I have a picture of Britney Spears at her worst moment in my skate park, being bald with an umbrella, smashing a fucking paparazzi
that
car.
That is funny.
That's fucking funny. That's her worst moment in life. And I think it's hysterical. I'm not saying I hate Britney Spears. I'm just saying that was her worst moment. And it makes me laugh because I have a lot of moments that I'm not very fond of. And when I look at that, it makes me happy.
Right. Well, they would say it's just so random. That's why it's on.
It is random. Right. fucking Osama bin Laden in a dragster peeling out that says jihad is random.
That's the style here. It's just so random.
Speaking of that.
Wait, Chad.
Fucking
Bam, do you remember?
Ronald Reagan, a big picture of him saying, fuck Reagan, he's a fuckass, on my garage door is random.
Totally.
And I don't hate Ronald Reagan. I don't even know what he did wrong. I just think it's hilarious.
It's very political out there, aside from the Lance
Bass. It is. Osama bin Laden.
Lance Bass, he claimed he was going to the moon, and he did all this press doing it, and he never went. So now I have to have a fucking spaceship leaving him behind in a
like
spaceship.
Failures. A lot of failures.
It's like you failed. You did all this press. We were all excited for you to go to the moon, and you never fucking made it. So now I'm going to bust on you about it. But I'm not saying I hate you, Lance Bass. I'm saying that you need to know that you did all this press and it never fucking happened. Commit to what you're going to do.
One, he knows that that's on your garage, though, right?
Does he know it's on your garage?
Of course.
We had an FBI agent here the other night.
No, he knows. He knows that because my friend asked him and he said that it was an honor that it's on my garage door.
Yeah, you put the dick in the wrong guy's hands there. Tom Selleck versus him. That would have been more appropriate.
That's it. Oh, my God, for a Lance Bass. Oh,
Bam, tell him about
Bass,
that meeting of the moms that we crashed the other night.
Lance Bass does?
Meeting of the moms?
The Tupperware
Wait, what
party.
Do you mean?
Lance Bass is gay. He's famous for that.
I didn't know he's gay.
Lance Bass is gay as shit.
Stop it.
Dude, he'll suck all of our dicks right now if he wanted.
Do you hate him now? Tammy?
I love gay people.
Wait, he's gay?
Yeah.
He was like one of the hot
I don't necessarily want to let him suck
well,
my dick unless
me,
I'm drunk on a Monday.
Not for me. You know I'm in the whole rock and roll thing.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam Faction 28. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Abby New Year.
Oh, God.
Abby
oh,
New
I just
Year
pulled another joke off Chatty so bad.
Radio Bam, serious. 28. XM.